Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
The passage of scripture I want to read this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 10. I'm going to read two translations, first out of the Message and then out of the New King James Version. Beginning of verse 9, we hear Jesus saying, "I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture. A thief is there to kill, steal, and destroy. I have come so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of." And then the same passage out of the New King James Version, Jesus says, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, that they have it more abundantly." Last week, we talked about embracing an attitude of hope, which comes from connecting to that source of the supernatural power of God, the attitude of hope connected to his power, which will sustain us through whatever storms and adversity we face. So how's that attitude after 1 week? How's the connection going for you? This week, we want to follow up and check on that connection, but not only remember how that connection to the source of power and hope gets us through the storms and troubles in life, but also to look at how that connection leads to the abundant life God has promised for each of us, and to begin to understand just what that abundant life God promised looks like for us. Those verses we read a minute ago from the Message and the New King James Version are Christ's desire for us, his promise to us of an abundant life, of a life better than any which we had ever dreamed of. If you're anything like me, images of what those words mean often come to mind in terms of things and success, of accomplishments and other aspects of the so-called American dream that we strive toward, recognition, etc., etc. All those things which our world emphasizes and places value on as important. But what does God mean when he talks about the abundant life he wants for us? What does, quote, abundant, close quote, look like to us? What would demonstrate more to us? What does a life better than any we ever dreamed of that Christ promised look like? I want to emphasize that Christ says better than any we ever dreamed of. And once we get a handle on that abundant life that he wants for us, it may be even more important to figure out how we move toward living out that abundant life that God wants for us. For example, would our dreams include good health, happiness, heat in the winter, and cool in the summer? How about a comfortable home, nice cars, plenty of food on the table, maybe some new fashionable clothing and enough money in our bank accounts for current day-to-day living, for college expenses anticipated in a few years, and for a comfortable retirement nest egg whenever you decide that time is appropriate? How about children and grandchildren, wise, wonderful, well-behaved, and well on their way to making you proud? All of those things surely could be a part of that abundant life. Does that sound like the life we dreamed of? That tends to be the direction that our minds initially lean, at least mine, when those words of an abundant life, one better than I could ever dream of, come to mind. They tend to lean to stuff, to things, and to well-being. But Christ says that with him in the lead, that with him in life, our life being better than you ever dreamed of is different. Leave it to one of my granddaughters to suggest how we start our journey toward that abundant life. And as my son Nathan tells the story, it seems that he and my elder granddaughter Hannah, when she was 4, had gone to a Krispy Kreme donut shop for dessert one night after dinner. As they sat eating their donuts and sharing a container of milk, Nathan began to point out to Hannah the elaborate nature of the, quote, hot, fresh now, close quote, Krispy Kreme neon lights that were hanging over the counter, now flashing on and off to signal that a fresh baked batch of donuts was available. According to Nathan, he tried to point out the elaborate circuitry of the flashing neon sign to Hannah and wondered aloud how it could possibly light up the way it did. "Well, Daddy, I know how it lights up," she proclaimed. "Really, Hannah?" he said with a smile, wondering what was coming next. "How does it light up?" She waved her arm, pointing toward a receptacle on the nearby wall into which an electric cord was plugged, and matter-of-factly declared, "It's plugged in, Daddy." And then she continued to lick more chocolate icing and sprinkles from her donut. So how's the journey to an abundant life where you are? Comfortable and warm? Enjoying dessert or still struggling to get through the main course? Is your family all okay? How about your career? On the track you want it to be on? No serious challenges ahead? Know exactly where to turn for the answers you need to be able to deal with whatever's before you? Do you have all the power you need readily at hand? Or is there someone in your family with an illness that won't heal, causing continuing worry? Or perhaps you're in the midst of a job change and you have no idea what the future holds, even as far out as tomorrow. You've just noticed that your children are bigger and older than you remember since the last time you really took time to look. And who's that person who's looking like your spouse sitting across the table from you while you're eating breakfast? Maybe you're trying to plug your extension cord into every energy source you can find, hoping one of them will give you the answers that you need to the concerns and the problems cropping up in your life. Maybe you're trying to find that life solely in your achievements and living up to all the things the world says are important, like things, money, winning, recognition, status, and fame. Somewhere, somehow, maybe you're trying to fit in, looking for acceptance, and you keep hoping you will find the right outlet to plug into, which will lead to that acceptance and to that influence, and will then certainly lead to that abundant life, that life better than any you have ever dreamed of, that life of more. Yet wherever and whenever you seem to plug in lately, you find the circuit breakers are tripped. So if you're looking for that abundant life, that life of more, that life better than any you've ever dreamed of, why not think about this? Maybe it's not all the world suggests it is. Maybe it's not found in stuff, achievements, wins, end of the season playoff berths, wealth, and power. If it's about stuff, for example, how much is enough? And it may feel good for a while, that stuff and other things, but it never lasts. You know that. That's been your experience and mine. Let me suggest that you stop looking, that I stop looking in all the places and directions to which the world points us, and which are only temporary. And instead, like that hot, fresh now sign, plug your life into the ultimate source of power available for your life, which will lead to a life of eternal impact. Having an impact, making a difference on other lives for eternity, here and hereafter. Let me suggest that you connect and reconnect your life to that source and begin to experience every day the peace, the fulfillment, life-changing purpose, and eternal impact on others you will begin to have of a life better than you could ever have dreamed of. And as I mentioned before, that source is God and His Son, Jesus Christ. For it's in the connection to that outlet where we'll not only find all the hope and the power in these days to rise with Him above the storms and difficulties of life that we talked about last week, but beyond that, to find all of the life, the abundant life, we were created by God to live. Jesus said, I am the gate. I am the door. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture. I have come so that they can have real and eternal life, an abundant life, a better life than they ever dreamed of. Just a reminder for each of us today to not go through any gate except with Him, to not plug into anything but Him. Don't go anywhere in your journey or decide to or do anything in your life until you plug into that eternal source of power, God and His Son, for your lives. The abundant life, the life of more and better that Scripture talks about, is a life that is plugged into God every day and every moment, and all the good that He has in store for us today, tomorrow, and every day, all the way to heaven. It's a life where family and friendships are more important than stuff and trophy, where loyalty and integrity prevails over wins, where our focus is on helping to lead lives to eternal life rather than temporary gains. Plugged in, you may be surprised at how your lives begin to light up, maybe even flash brightly, like the hot, fresh now sign at the Krispy Kreme donut shops. with the glow of his supernatural power and ever-present love and sense of peace as you plug into him and stay plugged into him. It's plugged in, Daddy, Hannah said. Simple as that. How about us? What? Who are we plugged into? It was a good reminder by a little girl for us then and now. Plug your life into God, that one and only source of eternal power, always there for you and for me. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for my friends. I thank you for their lives. I thank you for the impact that you've already had. But Lord, in those moments where we've stepped to the side or stepped in a different direction, help us to go back and to look for that outlet and to plug into you for all the power, hope, peace that we will ever need for the living of this day, for that abundant life that you promised us, that we will live with you and for you and through you. Thanks for loving us. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.